You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, we are back on a Monday afternoon. Sports Map Radio. Let's go out to the Progressive guest line now. Mark Culkin from WeRSC.com joins as there was some big college basketball news over the weekend. Bronny James has committed to the University of Southern California as he will stay local after finishing up at Sierra Canyon. And we're going to bring on Mark to discuss that commitment. Mark, good to have you aboard. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Sure. So just take us through the initial reaction there amongst the Trojan faithful when this news came down over the weekend.
So when the news came around, everybody who's been following the Bronny James recruitment has just been waiting. All right, when is the shoe going to drop? It's been a really silent type of recruitment where no one really knew what was going to happen. Everyone had an idea it was going to be either USC or Ohio State or Oregon. And then Saturday, shortly before the Lakers are getting ready to tip off for their playoff game, Bronny James goes on his Instagram, has 7.1 million followers, and lets everybody know that he's going to be a Trojan. So leading up to that, that was pretty much it. USC fans now have a big name to help fill up Galen Center, and he's just another piece of the puzzle to Andy Enfield's recruiting class for 2023.
So what do you know about how this went down and, you know, the courting of Bronny James and the other schools that were involved?
As I mentioned, there was so little information available. And I'm one of the ones who I think is pretty tied into the recruiting. I've got some really nice, you know, contacts. I follow the team as closely as anybody. But when you asked around, hey, what's Bronny James going to do? You just get the look of and the shoulder shrug. I don't know. When it happens, it happens. So, again, it was just a matter of he's going to choose. Is it going to be USC? Is it going to be Ohio State? Or is it going to be Oregon? And I think everybody knew that USC made the most sense because of his, you know, I'm using finger quotes, celebrity status. The NIL, name, image, likeness, is playing a huge role today. And it just made sense for USC to be the logical choice. And eventually, it finally happened.
So what's your sense as to why this was so much of like a secretive process? I mean, it's Bronny James. Like, we were all kind of wondering where this kid was going to go. Why do you think there was so much kind of secrecy with the whole thing?
I think most of it was just to protect the young man. I mean, he lives such a high-profile lifestyle as it is. I mean, obviously, you've got a billionaire father, one of the best players to ever play the game. You're playing at a very high-profile high school with other high-profile recruits. It was just a way to kind of, I don't want to say maybe insulate him, but just to protect him. He and his family knew what they were looking for. So having all these extra, you know, all the extra outside influence constantly chirping in the ear, it was probably the best way to approach the recruiting process, at least for this particular individual.
Okay, let's get a little bit more into the SC, you know, athletic commitment to basketball,
sure.
Because obviously we all know that it's a football school and it always will be. But this is a big get for Andy Enfield, no two ways about it. So what's your sense about, from an NIL standpoint and from, you know, a booster finance standpoint, just how in is the university on building a national championship contender in basketball?
Well, that's a great thing. Is USC, you mentioned it, has always been known as a football school. But they are also building that basketball program up to – you know, maybe the goal for USC basketball is obviously to win a championship. Starting with a Pac-12 championship, they make it to the tournament every year and to get to the Final Four. So Andy Enfield and his staff have done a phenomenal job of recruiting. Bronny James isn't even the highest ranked player in this class. He's the most well-known name, but Isaiah Collier, the number one player in the country, according to On3, is USC's first true point guard since Jordan McLaughlin. They're bringing in Arrington Page, another four-star power forward. the pieces now are being filled. It's now a matter, can Andy Enfield put the puzzle together and lead this program to be known more as just a football school? And when you bring in a Bronny James and you add that to the equation, you are now going to add fans to the stands. Everything is in place, and now it's just a matter of can they put it together.
So what kind of players are the Trojans getting here? I mean, I know we're a ways away from the season starting, 6 months sure. or so, but how do you, with not just Bronny, but those other recruits you mentioned, how do you envision this coming together on the basketball court?
I envision this coming together quite well. They return a very young, albeit very talented core from last year. But when you add in an Isaiah Collier, when you add in a Bronny James, people think of LeBron James as this big hulking guy who just does whatever he wants on the basketball court. Bronny James is slightly different than his father. He's a combo guard. He shoots the three better than average. He was probably going to play in a backup role at point guard this year, but he's an extremely good perimeter defender. And if you want to play on Andy Enfield's team, that has to be first and foremost, can you defend? So everybody that has been brought in, Isaiah Collier, Arrington Page, Bronny James, you have to show that you can play defense first. So all these guys are going to come in, and they're going to compete with last year's, you had Vince Uwachukwu, a five-star center out of San Antonio, who, if anybody's not aware, he suffered a cardiac arrest last summer, and by the end of the year, he is playing significant minutes for USC. He was a major piece to last year's class that kind of had his season retarded a little bit when he had the medical procedure. And then you're bringing back the best defensive player in the Pac-12, Josh Morgan, who averaged 2.2 blocks per game, and Kobe Johnson, team captain, who was considered one of the better defenders in the Pac-12 as well. So this is going to be a defensive squad. It's going to be guard-oriented, but they have the right pieces to play strong in the middle as well. So that's how this team is going to come together.
Mark Holkin, our guest here from WeRSC.com, breaking down the news of Bronny James' commitment to the University of Southern California. Mark, last one on Bronny, and then I do have one other team question. Obviously, there's the stuff out there about him playing with LeBron. Is he a legitimate one-and-done prospect?
In my opinion, he is not. Okay. He is a very good talent. He was a McDonald's All-American. But is he a legitimate one-and-done guy? No. Is he going to be a one-and-done guy to possibly play along with his father for a year? Probably. I think that's the goal going in. If I heard LeBron talking about it, talking about his son's commitment to USC, he said USC's getting somebody who's coming there to play basketball. And he also said that, you're getting a really fine young man, ... But when he said he's coming there to play basketball, I think the impression is you're going to be there for a year, do what you need to do, get that college experience, and you and me are going to go play for a year before I retire. That's the impression I get. But again, Bronny James becoming a member of the USC Trojans basketball program is huge news because you're not just getting a very talented young man, a really good young man with high character, but you're also going to be getting everything that comes with Bronny James. And that means bodyguards, independent TV crew, the whole nine yards. So a lot of excitement around the USC men's basketball program, especially 1 year ahead of them joining the Big Ten Conference.
Right. So let's end there. As far as expectations for 23-24, this is a program that has been to an Elite Eight under Andy Enfield's watch. Final four on the table here?
I'll tell you what, a lot of Trojan fans, and myself included, we're counting the days. I mentioned Andy Enfield. He has taken the program. He's built it. He's bringing in the right types of players. Now it's time to take the next step. He's shown that he can compete and beat UCLA annually. Now you need to show that you can not only get to the NCAA tournament and make an Elite Eight 1 year, you need to be able to get there consistently. It can't just be a one-and-done type of situation. And I think that's the next step for this basketball program.
There he is from WeRSC.com. Mark Culkin, kind enough to join us. Mark, we appreciate your time, and certainly I'm sure we'll chat again as I expect USC basketball to continue to be a popular talking point. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.